There is a lot of valuable information out in the world today.
Information that allows you to gather skill sets and tools and principles to be able to make changes in your life and allow you to feel good about who you are. Some of that information, when you gather it and you begin to read it, some of that information you receive on a very intellectual level. But let me use this analogy to share with you the difference between intellectual and emotional. Intellectual, it's like when you first get this information and you're kind of struggling with situations within your life, it's like you're hobbling around on one leg. And you get the information, and it's wonderful. How come? Because you're not hobbling on one leg anymore. You get to put that other leg down on the ground, but you're still walking. You're still walking to everywhere that you got to go, and whatever you got to take with you, you got to carry that. But when you begin to really address things from a very deep level, from a subconscious level, it's like going from that ability to walk, but having to take everything with you, now you get on a scooter. So a scooter is better. You can't take a whole lot of stuff with you because, you know, the scooter is only so big, and you can only go so fast. And you may not be able to go on the superhighways because the scooter is limited to how fast it does go. So now you graduate and you go from the scooter and you go into an automobile. You're able now to even take more stuff with you and go on the superhighways and go at a faster speed. However, when you connect on a deep level emotionally to your subconscious mind, and you are able to make the changes that are 90% affecting your life, because that's what the subconscious mind does. The subconscious mind is 90% of how you create in your life today. That's it. Your conscious mind, what you want, what you say you want and how you are and what you are attracting to you is 10%. So I'm not saying that you cannot create with your conscious mind. You can. But you're using 10% of your ability. 10%. So just consider how much time, how much energy that you're going to have to put in what it is you want to create because you're only using 10% of what you have available to you. But now let's go to the subconscious mind. This is your power source. This is your ability to create things with ease and grace and abundance. How come it's 90%? So you align your subconscious with your conscious. You've got 100% of you working. And in that, you create. And now, you're in a jet. You go from A to Z quicker than the speed of light. If that's what you want. But you also are able to land that jet wherever you want to land. And smell the roses and do whatever. So just because you now have the jet, doesn't mean you don't get to enjoy other things that you may have been able to enjoy when you were walking, when you were on the scooter, or when you were on the automobile. It just means that you have choices. It means that you are now able to choose what is the vehicle that is going to give you the experience in the moment that you want. So maybe one experience is, hey, I want to go from A to Z. And then I'll go back and I'll walk. You have these choices. But when you are only using the intellect, 10%, your conscious mind, you don't have these choices. There are no choices except struggle. Because that's what happens. And it's not like you're not okay, but you realize you're existing. And if existing is okay for you, and that's where you want to stay and say, hey, I'm perfectly okay in just existing. So be it. And this material is not for you. Because this material is for those individuals that say, no, I have so much more to give. And I'm ready to give it. I'm ready to be all that I can be. And you are ready to go deep. You are ready to go into your subconscious mind and pull up what may be limiting you. Now, for some, that may be scary. For some, you may feel, whoa, you know, maybe I'm not going to like what I pull up. You know what? This choice is mind material. You are going to value, and you are going to real. There is nothing in your life that you haven't done a choice. going to allow you to be able to discover the purpose and focus on that, and not what you may perceive to be the negative part of an experience. And that's huge. That's huge. Because you're going to begin to see the value and the love that really was behind those choices that may have been misperceived because they didn't come forward in the way, shape, or form that the mind thought that they should. And that's the difference between intellectual and really connecting to a combination of being able to use your logic in an appropriate way, but have it be guided by your heart, your intuition, your knowing, and begin to fill up your subconscious mind with every solid principle that is going to allow you to be all that you can be, because it's going to be congruent with what you see. That's exciting. At least it was for me. I discovered how this material, how this letter that I originally wrote myself back in the 80s changed my life like overnight, because I was ready. I had no stop sign. I had no judgment, no guilt, no blame, nothing. I just wanted a change in my life. And when this material came through me and I read it repeatedly, that's when my life began to change. Because I wasn't even aware at the time how powerful this material was, because I was innocent when I received it. I just wanted that change and I didn't know how to make it. But as I continued to read my letter, it did its job, because it began to align my subconscious with my conscious desires. It's kind of like eating the right food. Once you really begin to understand nutrition and you begin to understand how you are fueling your body and what you are doing on a health basis, all of a sudden, once you make those changes, your body starts improving, because you are providing it the right kind of exercise, the right kind of nutrients, the right kind of rest. And now your body just takes over and begins to heal itself. It's the same thing within your subconscious mind. What this letter was that I wrote to myself was for me is it healed all of the misthinking. It healed all of the negative thoughts, all of the feelings that I had of lack about who I was or what I was about. It just healed it. And it allowed me to begin to really connect to the part of me that I knew was in there. I didn't know how to bring it out, because I had all those feelings of concern. I had all those feelings of lack. I had all those feelings. And it doesn't matter where they came from. It doesn't matter how I picked them up. That's what was living in my subconscious mind. And with my ability to simply read, and reread. And that's all I had to do. I was more easily able to act on positive actions. Words of encouragement would come to me about me. It didn't have to come from the outside world and constantly be placed on top of me, because it was such a lack inside of me. It began to fill up from the inside out. So if you are ready, if you are willing to take that leap, then I say take it. But realize that there is a requirement from you, and that's the accountability and the responsibility to continually and consistently place into action what is going to allow you to know the beautiful gift and the love of who. Thanks for listening.